a long time ago. It would take two men to cut a tree, you know, and they would, I think what they did, some of them tied a big, climbed up the tree and tied a rope on it and then tied it to another end so if it was a huge big tree, it wouldn't fall on anybody.
Yeah.
They did things like that.
Yeah.
And my daddy used to go out in the woods, out in the swamp, and cut trees and bring them, they call that back logs, and bring them home and cut them up for the fireplace. That's how we got our trees, because we didn't have trees on the yard to cut down.
Yes, ma'am.
But we go in the swamp. And it was people who would, like they're going to build a park, and they would clear all the road, clear the ground, they cut those trees off. Grandpa would go get those tree limbs with the horse and the wagon, bring them home, and they saw them all up. We never had to buy wood. A lot of people had to buy wood, but we didn't. Well, if you're a hard worker, you know how to say it, you go out and get your own stuff, whatever you needed.
What did your grandpa, have those things that he would put wood on to saw them up?
Yeah, he called it a horse.
What were they shaped like? Were they X-shaped? You ever seen X-shaped?
Yes. It was two X, like that. X stood that way, and one on this side. And it's shaped just like this table.
Uh-huh.
Except it didn't have this top on it.
Right.
But it was shaped just like that, and right here, they had a piece of wood nail to keep it steady. And then they would just put the wood right in between here and itself. And then some wood, only one man needed to sew it. He just put it. I sawed wood a lot of times. And I still saw wood. I made my own. Yeah, I made my own, what do you call it again? Just said it. Horse. I made my own horse. You just take two pieces of wood and nail them together, and then you nail a piece down here to balance it, just to hold it steady, and go ahead and cut what you want to cut. Everything around here mostly would be repaired when Miss Williamson was living. I did most of that.
Well, did you ever see the A-frame ones? You know, they made like an A and they had a piece of board running across the top of
it? That was for the shop and saws, I believe. They had an A shape like that with a piece of wood across the top, and then there was a slack cut in it, and you put the saw in there, and you file your saw in it. I wouldn't know any other reason.
Okay. Did you ever, now Ms. Vance, talked about filing things and keeping things sharp. Mm-hmm. What about those things that would go around, those you were talking
about? Yeah, my dad had one of those. It was a grindstone. It was a big stone with a hole through it, and you put a hammer, you put another wood in there, and you nail a hammer on it. And you sharpen knives on that, you sharpen your axe or your hoe, anything in your utilities you needed to sharpen, you would use that grindstone. My daddy had one, a small one, because he never used razors like they use now. He used a razor with a handle on it to shave with, and he had a strap called a razor strap. He sharpened that razor up and down on that, and if that didn't do, he had a little stone he'd sharpen it on.
And he shaved his...
And he held that razor like that and shaved himself. Before he died, I shaved him about 15 years with that razor. I learned. We learned a lot from our older people. Now, of course, as I grew older, working at the same thing all the time, you know, doing the same thing, I didn't have a chance to forget about it. I forget a lot of things, but not those things. You cut it off a minute for me to say something. Those spades that you use to dig in the ground,
yeah.
You was asking me what they called, and I couldn't think. I thought about it. It's called a trowel.
Yeah.
That you dig in the ground with the plants you plant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You use that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my mother uses it also.
Yeah. I still have the tools.
Yeah, something he would have, you know, my grandfather used to sit on the couch and he would, on the sofa, and he would sharpen his knife on one of those things.
That was a file?